Bonjour, welcome back to the History of Drum and Dance. This is informative pieces to help you better understand powwows, what they're about, how they came about, where they're at these days, and also that etiquette, which is a big part of coming and enjoying yourself at a powwow. Things you're going to see, things you're going to hear, smells you're going to smell, sounds you're going to hear. And who to pay attention to, such as the MC and the arena directors, and what they're doing. Arena directors, once again, they'll clear the arena when asked to clear the arena for another event that's coming through or what's happening. And MC will inform you of what you're about to see, what songs are coming about, who's singing them. And also another intricate part of the powwow nowadays is the sound man. Sound man has to get on out there and make sure that everything is running smooth, running good. Last week we talked about the differences between traditional and contest. The traditional powwow was talked about last week. And this week we're going to talk about the contest powwow. Once again, the sound man, the arena director, and the MC are more in tune at these powwows than at the more laid-back traditional powwows. Although they have a rein on everything, even at the traditional powwows, but the contest powwow is more of a tight-knit type of powwow, and which events are timed in a performed in a timely manner. They have a drum contest usually that goes on, and at these events the best of the best come on out to compete against each other and to bring their songs to the powwow world and the powwow trail. And the contest powwow is usually a bigger circuit, meaning that it goes from state to state rather than locally, which the powwows, like in the Leech Lake area, we have several powwows here, starting off with the Memorial Day powwow, Wawa Yego Mog powwow, the 4th of July powwow, Chacha Ban and Miigwech Manoman Day powwow, and Anigam powwow, and the Sugar Point powwow. So, oh, and also the Leech Lake Tribal College powwow, they have their powwow during April, beginning, usually the last indoor powwow of the season. But now, like I said, the contest powwow is a more tight-knit powwow. You have your categories. It's usually starting off with the younger categories. The tiny tots will come on out, and they'll compete against each other. And then they'll go to the teen categories, and young adults, and then adults, and then the senior categories will come on out and compete against each other. And now the contest powwow is also with the drums. The dancers come on out, and these are the best of the best that come on out to compete against each other and to bring their own style of moves to that dance that they're doing, whatever style of dancing they're doing. And these events go on out throughout the day. They'll start on a Friday night, and these drums come from a far, long ways away to get there on time. And they have to have a certain amount of singers at the drum. Again, at the traditional powwow, it's okay to go ahead and drum hop and go sing it if they have another singer or drum group singing a song they like. You know, it's a little bit customary. They can go ahead and go jump on that drum and sing that song with them guys, honoring that drum to come and sing. But at a contest powwow, only the singers that are at that drum can be at that drum and sing. They'll get docked points if singers are added or if singers don't show up. So they're on a point system. So that is really a tight-knit thing. There has to be so many drummers at a drum at all times. And they have to know their songs. They have to be prepared. They have to have songs for all categories. They have to have trick songs. They have to have shake songs, crow hops, double beats, straight songs. Then they have to have women's songs, men's songs, all of those kind of different kind of songs. They have to know them all. Each and every singer has to know all of the songs that are about to be sung. So that's and at any given moment. Sometimes too, they'll have different dancers that'll come and challenge the drums. Drums have to be ready, and also the dancers have to be ready, because if they go on up and challenge the drum, that drum might have a trick song for you. Also, the dancers have to know every single drum and their songs, the songs that they sing. If they're singing a song and the song stops out of in the middle of the song, they have to be able to coordinate their dance steps with that drum. And when it stops, they have to know when that drum is going to stop in that song. If they're coming out with a shake song or a trick song or a crow hop, they have to know all of those songs and when they begin and when they stop. And that's not an easy thing. So got to realize that these dancers are listening to these songs all the time. If they got a drum group that's singing certain songs, you know, and that, you know, they got to know that song, they got to go and grab that CD and practice or listen to it, you know, go over it. They also have different types of events too, like team dancing, and they have those at traditional powwows too. They'll have it as a special, and also they used to have a thing called a break dance, where all the categories at traditional powwows, where one category will gather in a circle and they all dance. And then there was also another category all within the powwow arena. But yeah, we come back to the contest powwow, and like I said, it's really a tight-knit, timely thing. The drums also have to have all of their songs, and they get judged by their songs. And you'll have a group of men that'll come on out and judge them. Usually the singers, it'll be other men that'll come out and judge those. They'll have head judges that'll organize all of that. And then they'll have judges for the dance categories. And the powwow committee will take care of that, along with the arena director. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they just pick out the audience, or they'll go pick other people that aren't dancing and that have showed on up and they know that have danced before. They'll go pick them. And it's kind of an honor, you know, that you're picked to judge a category. Point systems are usually what's used at these contest powwows to gather points and tally up points at the end of the powwow, and then those categories will be announced individually, and the winners of those categories. And that's an event at the end of the powwow that happens usually on Sunday night. So yeah, those are the differences between the contest powwow and the traditional powwow. Once again, the traditional powwow is usually more laid back, with specials and events that go on all throughout the weekend. And the contest powwow is more of a tight-knit thing, a timely thing, and where dancers and singers have to know their songs or those dances. So once again, this is the History of Drum and Dance. Tune in again next week, and miigwech for listening.